destination. This is Neetu of Vlogma with your weekly dose of what to watch and what to miss. Despite very low or maybe even nil expectations from Desi Boys, I had this latent hope that the theme of male escorts will explore the sexual needs of a woman. A topic almost untouched in the Hindi film industry. Yes, 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 I'm having a hearty laugh at myself for having this thought even in my subconscious. The joke on me is even bigger, you know, considering that the choice of Akshay Kumar should have killed any such hidden wishes. Anyway, I did enjoy the few hearty laughs that Desi Boys gave me, and I do accept that it manages to be the no brains please type of an entertainer that it wants to be. Yet, I cannot keep my heart from breaking at the complete disregard for story and the lousy attempt at having a conflict. There is no peak at which I wonder or care about what's going to happen to Nick, played by John Abraham, or Jerry, played by Akshay Kumar. They fight as easily as they make up, amongst themselves or with their girlfriends. Events occur just because they should, rather than flowing organically from one to another. Add to this an unnecessary love guru in the form of Anupam Kher with plain dialogue, boring dialogue, and scenes that have no connection to the film whatsoever. Given that, it is really interesting that though the scenes don't connect with each other, there are a few that work and make you laugh. Omi Vaidya and Bharti Achrekar have you in splits for the little time they have on screen. Their act gave the distinct feeling that a lot many more dialogues would have worked better, you know, had there been better performances, especially by John Abraham. But hey, it is clear that John Abraham's job description for this film certainly did not include acting skills. He features in Desi Boys purely for his worked out to near perfection body. Deepika Padukone and Chitrangada Singh do look their usual beautiful selves. But I'll say it anyway, there isn't anything other than looking gorgeous that they are required to do. So much for the women's lip theme I had thought of, right? Well, they dance, they fool around. They make you laugh a little less than they ought to have given some wisecracks that were written for them. But the overall plot did nothing at all to engage. The characters are a rather bland variety of good at heart, will grudgingly sell their souls for their loved ones kind of people. Desi Boys talks a little about friendship, a bit about love, a bit about recession, a bit about doing what's needed to get what you want. And the attempt is to have fun while talking about all of this. But everything is superfluous and a plot that gets you involved is sorely missing. Even so, if you do decide to watch the film, make sure neither your parents nor your kids are with you, unless you want to explain what a male escort means and why it is so bad. That's it from Vogma today. Visit vogma.com for a detailed written review. That's vogma.com. Bye and have an awesome weekend.